There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Ace Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go with Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's going on? How can I help?
I got a lot of stomach problems for years.
And it's, okay.
I mean, it's unbearable. And I've got a digestive disease doctor that he found a hiatal hernia, but no ulcers or no nothing like that. But it's gotten to where I can't eat anything because I got so much gas. I can't, when I lay down, I gotta burp it all out. When I get up in the morning, I gotta, all day, just burp, burp, burp. And it's, I was wondering if there's something else we could look for, or they said there's no stomach diseases. So is there something natural I could eat or drink that would help?
Let me get this right. You had everything checked out and they said everything's clear. They don't know why you feel that way. Is that right?
Right, we're going to have to keep going with some tests. They haven't done an actual, like, stool test or nothing like that. They checked the blood, and they said they can check the stomach diseases, digestive diseases with blood.
Mm.
But I don't know if they can check them all like that.
Yeah.
But so far, we haven't had no success. I actually just fired my doctor of 12 years.
You fired him?
I fired her, and I'm not the digestive disease doctor, my primary doctor, and I'm starting all over with new doctors, and because I'm just miserable, and for 12 years she's been dealing with me with this, and we've gotten nowhere. I just now ate a salad. I'll be miserable for 2 days, but I need to eat some vegetables because I'm not able to get my energy and my health up to where it needs to be because I'm limited now to what I can eat that don't affect me.
So everything you eat for the most part makes you gassy and bloated, right?
Yeah, or nauseous, and mostly gassy and bloated. Bloated, like my stomach will come out 2 or 3 inches half of the time. It'll bloat out that much.
You still have your gallbladder?
Yes.
Have they checked it?
Yes, sir. They checked it. Did an ultrasound on it and stuff, and it's fine. And that was one of the first things we checked, but...
Okay. Do me a favor. Give me a quick, normal day in the life of Bill. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I just want to see what you eat on a typical day.
Okay. In the mornings, I can eat a couple of pieces of toast and some scrambled eggs. It'll give me a little bit of gas, but not a lot. You know, but I'll have some kind of fiber cereal like Raisin Brans or Mini Wheats or something. Lunch is kind of up in the air. Usually I'll have the Quaker Oats.
Sure.
Bars. I'll have a couple of those. And then dinner will be either, you know, some chicken and some beans or a steak and a salad. Something like that. Not a heavy dinner, but a good dinner.
Okay.
But I do drink about maybe a pot of coffee a day. I don't drink enough water. I know that.
So, all right. Well, let's come up with a game plan for just a second, because it sounds like to me, just based on some of those food items that you just listed out, there's a lot you can do to change your diet that I think would make a real big difference in the way that you feel.
Right.
Have you ever heard of a substance called gluten?
I've heard of it, yes. They talk about it along with the calories and everything in your food.
All right.
But I wouldn't know where to look for it.
Let me tell you what it is, okay? Gluten is a protein found in most grains. Now, there's several grains that don't have gluten in it, but the majority of the grains that we eat in our American diet has gluten in it. And that would be bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. If it has flour in it, it probably has gluten, unless you've got a gluten-free type of situation that you're eating. Now, gluten is a real challenge because there's a lot of people that can get deathly sick because of it, and they're diagnosed with what's called celiac disease. And these people that have celiac disease have such a sensitivity to gluten that it makes them almost deathly ill. But the majority of Americans actually have what's called a gluten sensitivity, which is where their bodies can, you can eat gluten, but you're going to pay a little bit of a price, whether it's fatigue, joint pain, energy levels really go down. You've got digestive issues, irritable bowel, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis are all affected by gluten. And so one of the first things that we always do when we're looking down the pipeline with these kind of things is to look at removing gluten from the diet. It's something you could easily do, and it's basically just cutting out all the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers from your diet. So, for example, for breakfast, if you ate eggs, you would just simply eat eggs and maybe a bowl of fresh berries or something like that. Get some good type of fruit or vegetable, but you stay away from the grains. And then also, you want to be careful because oatmeal, unfortunately, it's not technically a gluten-based food, but where they manufacture all of the flour-based products, they manufacture oatmeal too. So what happens is the gluten powder from the different wheat products and whatnot, they kind of float through the air and they end up in the bins with the oatmeal, so it has gluten in it, so it will affect you the same way. And that's why eating those oatmeal bars and gluten-based foods are going to irritate your digestive tract, but it's going to cause other foods not to be able to digest and absorb as well as they should. And so eliminating that would be one of the first things you want to look into. And if you're working with your gastrointestinal, your GI docs, and you're finding a new primary care doc, they'll probably work with you on that and say, hey, I'm looking into some new dietary things. No physician is going to argue that. If you're looking at healthier options for eating, I mean, that's a home run right there. The other is to look into probiotics. Probiotics are the kind of the opposite of antibiotics. We've taken antibiotics for so long, and antibiotics are what they are. They remove bacteria from the digestive tract. They just clear it all out. And that's important when you're dealing with an infection of some kind. But we need good, healthy bacteria in our diet every single day. And because we've taken antibiotics for so long, replenishing the good bacteria in our digestive tract is important for proper digestion. So when you get a lot of gas and bloating, not only are you probably not breaking your food down or had sensitivities to certain foods, but you probably don't have the right bacterial flora in there to help break down your food. So looking into probiotics and digestive enzymes to take with your meals could just really make a big difference in the overall digestive equation for you. But I definitely wouldn't give up on it for sure. And I know it's frustrating, but the conversation we're having right now is taking you down the right path. These are the kind of clues to look for when you're looking from more of a natural perspective, continuing to work with the team you're working with. But if you'll look in my book, Empowering Your Health, you might find some secrets and some keys that we're talking about that could be a great benefit to you. So hydrochloric acid, betaine HCl, or apple cider vinegar can also be helpful in breaking down the excess proteins that could be causing you to have that bloating effect, which is just really uncomfortable. I know where you are. I've seen too many people, talk with too many people, work with too many people that have dealt with the kind of situation that you're dealing with. So don't give up, but look into some of the clues and continue working with your docs on this. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AmioActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now,
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out. You can also sign up for our weekly email newsletter. Let's go to Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, hon. How can I help?
I have an 84-year-old mother-in-law who has constant high blood pressure. She is on four medications right now. One is clonidine, one is hydrochloride, one is metrolol. I can't pronounce it. Metroprolol.
It's called metoprolol.
Okay. And the other one is quinapril. And the doctors have tried everything with her. They say they do not know what is causing her blood pressure to be constantly high.
Are her kidneys okay?
Pardon?
Are her kidneys okay?
Yes. Yes.
They are. Okay.
Kidneys are fine, and the low number on the blood pressure is always okay. It's just the top number is you know, just is constantly high enough that it scares her, you know, that she's just going to die.
Yeah, I understand. So with all the medication, is it keeping it low or is it still high?
It's still high. That's the thing. And the last resort they told her was to take more of the clonidine. But even at that, she still cannot keep it level. I mean, it just is every day. This is an everyday thing.
Is she overweight?
Probably some.
Like, what's her height and weight?
She has, like, osteoporosis and circulation, you know, issues also.
What is her age?
Her age is 84.
84. What's her height and weight, would you say?
I would say maybe 5'3" or 5'4". Weight, I'm not very good at that. Probably maybe 170.
Yeah, she's overweight. That's too much for that height.
Well, she does not get any exercise, hardly at all.
She can't because of the blood pressure, or she can't.
Well,
because
it's just her. The other things that are, like, she has had several cracked vertebrae in her back because of the osteoporosis. So she's afraid to do things because she's had so many of those cemented back together.
I got it. Well, let's. Let me help you come up with a couple of things for a game plan. One is, the first thing she might want to consider is, I mean, if this was my mother, this is what I would have her doing. Okay, so let's talk like that, because I can empathize with you in so many ways. I've seen that even with some folks in my family at one point. Mini trampoline, it's called rebounding. It's one of the best exercises. It's weight-bearing, but it's not. And so for somebody that's had, you know, back issues or hip issues or, you know, aches and pains and osteoporosis, osteopenia, it's really good because even though you're weight bearing, you're on that mini trampoline, so you never actually touch the ground. It's kind of soft, but yet it's weight bearing to the body. And so jumping up and down a mini trampoline, not real high, but just a slight bounce. So it comes with videos. I would go to urbanrebounder.com. That's urbanrebounder.com. They're about maybe $100, and they last for a long time, and they've got a little stabilization bar. She doesn't have to worry about her falling. She can hold on to it, and it's great because you can put it in the living room right in front of the TV. Studies have shown in Harvard that lowering blood pressure naturally just by jumping 5 minutes a day, working your way up to 20 minutes a day, and it's incredible cardiovascular exercise. It'll cause her, obviously, to burn calories and to help with her overall metabolism, increase her energy levels. It's all the way around a great tool. So it's something you want to look into. The other thing is, because exercise for her is going to be important, the other thing that she can look into, certain amino acids, L-arginine, L-citrulline, green tea has actually been shown to do some really great things in this area. NADH, a version of niacin, it's an activated version of niacin, can work very well. So there's several cofactors that she can look into as far as supplementation goes. Her diet is extremely important.
So, I mean, I would have her look into, I mean, I would look into the anti-inflammatory diet. I would. That's why I wrote it and wrote the book, Empowering Your Health, because that is a great tool to kind of reset the body and give the body what it needs. Because when you're 84, you've been eating a certain way for a long time, and it's hard to break those habits. But she's at a place right now where she's taking four different medications for her blood pressure, and it's not kicking in. I mean, that's why the physicians are kind of like scratching their head, thinking, this is kind of a big deal. Like, well, just take some more clonidine. I mean, you know, let's just hope for the best. That's pretty much what they're telling you. So it's time for you to help her become proactive. And again, you know, write all these things down. If you're going to pursue some of these, let them know about it. You know, not just because of legal reasons or anything, but they need to know. See, because they're going to think it's the clonidine working. And they need to know everything that you're about to look into so everybody's on the same page so they can track it. Because what would be amazing is if she started implementing some radical lifestyle changes and increasing exercise, changing her diet and that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden things started regulating more. What if she lost 20 pounds? That'd be a good thing. So it's just about her changing and doing some things differently that normally she wouldn't do. If you do the things today that others won't do, you'll have the things tomorrow others won't have. It's true. So she starts changing some radical changes in her life right now. She'll have a radically different health in days to come. It's the way life is. If she keeps doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. Not that she is, but that's a little quote and a little saying, and it's true if you think about it. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again and we want a different result, it's just not going to happen. So those are some things to look into. She doesn't have to. I mean, you know, blood pressure is one of those phenomena that really is frustrating. I think it's one of the health challenges that's out there that keeps physicians baffled. And it's true, because you can have a skinny person and their blood pressure's through the roof and the medication can't manage it, and everybody's scratching their head. That's why I was asking about the kidneys, because they can be an issue within blood pressure too, many times. But yeah, that's something to look into. Lifestyle, 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 lifestyle. Our choices matter so much with all of these health challenges, and no different with blood pressure. So the fact that she's overweight, and the fact that she hasn't really changed her diet, and the fact that she doesn't exercise is very promising, because if you look into adding those in, it could create some massive change. Thanks for the call.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. You know, car pollution can damage the brain, a new study says. It says being exposed to highway pollution can cause brain damage in mice. Also with memory loss and Alzheimer's disease. U.S. researchers said Thursday that scientists recreated the airborne pollutants that come from the burning of fossil fuels and weathering of car parts and pavement and exposed mice to the harsh air for 15 hours per week over 10 weeks. The tiny air particles were roughly 1,000th the width of human hair and too small for car filtration systems to trap, but exerted massive damage on the brains of the exposed mice, said the study. You can't see them, but they're inhaled and they have an effect on the brain neurons that raises the possibility of long-term brain health consequences of freeway air, said the senior author Caleb Finch of the University of Southern California. The scientists found the exposure resulted in significant damage to neurons involved in learning and memory, and they detected signs of inflammation associated with premature aging and Alzheimer's disease. The study was published in the peer-reviewed journal of Environmental Health Perspectives, and more research is necessary to determine if the same effects could be seen in humans. Well, of course, this leads to the question, how do we protect urban dwellers from this type of toxicity? And that's a huge unknown, Finch said. And we do. We live in a toxic environment. especially if you live in a big city like L.A., Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta. You live in the big city and you're faced with a lot of these toxic pollutants. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. You can't, unfortunately, we want to be healthy and we want to avoid toxins and we want to make our bodies as healthy as possible. But we are limited by our environment just a little bit. And you know, depending on where you live, it really makes a big difference because our environment plays such a big role. And you can't avoid some of these toxins. I mean, the environment is what it is. The air quality is what it is. And so we have to do everything we can every single day to protect ourselves, to take antioxidants, to do oral chelating agents and drinking things that can be helpful for us for like chlorella or chlorophyll and aloe vera juice, all of these kind of things that you can do every single day to naturally detoxify your body. Eating healthy, eat plenty of good healthy fats. You know, the fats, the good healthy fats will help naturally chelate. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot you can do. If genetics are only a third of it, there's two-thirds that we can control for the most part. And so we need to jump in the game and do as much as we can to make a difference. 888-283-7072, you're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. If you haven't signed up with Facebook and Twitter and become a part of the social media world, jump in. You can go to asaandrew.com and all the links are there to jump on and become a fan or whatever you want to become. We'd love to have you a part of our world so we can keep you updated. And also the new email newsletter is at asaandrew.com now. It's launching out. So if you want to join in that, it's free, costs you nothing, but will empower you with all kinds of great information. But let's go to Annette, or Nanette now. Nanette, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there, darling. What's going on?
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Likewise.
I've got some digestion issues.
Okay.
It started about 15 years ago, and I've been to every doctor that I can think of, and I've even had my gallbladder removed because they said it was sluggish. But what happens while I'm eating, I get a feeling that it's my food is stuck. It won't go down and it won't come up. It just kind of sits there. And then I get the hiccups. And then I end up having to go to the bathroom because I'm more than likely going to be vomiting.
Hmm. Okay.
I've had the GI studies and...
There's no narrowing of your esophagus or anything like that? Everything's fine?
Yeah, they said everything checked out fine and looked fine, and the barium swallows and everything I've done, they can't find anything. And, of course, I don't go to the doctor when I'm having the problem. If I could be there for them to see it, they may find something. But I just wondered if you had any idea what I could do.
It's okay. I mean, there's a lot going on with that. And it's been going on for how long?
Well, the first time it happened was 15 years ago.
Okay.
I know this because I had started a new job, and I related it to stress. But
mm-hmm. That's true.
And then I tried to narrow it down to certain foods I was eating, and it doesn't matter. It can be fried. It can be baked. It can be soup. It can be water. It can be tea. It can be green. It's just one bite or 15 bites. It doesn't matter. It's just different times. It's not something that you can pinpoint.
Do you get a lot of acid reflux?
Well, that's what they said I had, too. And then after I listen to you, I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I have acid reflux or not. So.
Well, and you might not be. You just might be where you don't produce enough hydrochloric acid in your digestive tract to be able to break down your food. And so when you eat, like a protein, which would be like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, something like that, then the body doesn't have really what it needs to break it down. So it does feel like it's just kind of sitting there. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with that. And so, I mean, there's several things you can do. I mean, there's natural things you can do when you're eating meals. There's what's called food combining. So you want to be real careful on what you eat. Like, don't eat typically a starch with a meat, for example. It's, you can, but it's real, you got to be real particular. So for example, if somebody eat a hamburger, it's really hard for the body to process white flour at all anyway. I mean, I would throw that out no matter what, but to eat white flour with a burger is going to slow the digestive process down. It's going to be hard for the body to break it down, or harder, rather than if you ate just a beef patty, for example, and had some vegetables with it. The body would break that down a lot easier because it would have enzymes and whatnot from the vegetables to be able to help break that down, and it's just a lot easier. So food combining can be a real blessing in this kind of situation. In the anti-inflammatory diet that I talk about in my book, Empowering Your Health, that really will lay things out for you in a great way and show you all the different food groups, how to combine them properly together, getting the right amounts of proteins, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all that kind of stuff. So those are all important to look at. Apple cider vinegar is really good too, and it's a little test that you can do, and you always want to do this before you start taking anything like that. But you can take a little apple cider vinegar with a meal, it's a little self-test, and if it burns really bad when you take it with one of your meals, then you have too much acid. Now that's very rare, but it is possible. And then if you want to use it and it doesn't burn at all, matter of fact, it makes you feel like you're not bloated, that you digested your food very well at that meal, better than you probably had at a lot of meals, then you know that you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in your digestive tract, and then you can let your physician know that. You can look into things like hydrochloric acid, betaine, HCL. Health food store folks can help you with those. Those are little supplements that you can take with your meals to help break down proteins. So, I mean, those kind of things are pretty easy to check in with. And it's something that's very common. So what you're dealing with is not uncommon. It's actually very common. A lot of people struggle with it, where it just you eat and you feel like the food's just sitting there. And that's something that a lot of people struggle with. So something to look into as you're kind of in this journey. 15 years is a long time. And stress levels are a big one, too. Also, don't drink much with your meals at all. Don't drink water. Don't drink Coke. Don't drink sodas. Don't drink fruit juice. Don't drink much with your meal, because it does disrupt your natural body's ability of hydrochloric acid to break foods down. Food can putrefy. Proteins won't break down as well. And instead of digesting 80 or 90% of your food, you only digest maybe 20, 25%, something like that. So just be cautious in that. But those are a couple of things that can be helpful. Your diet is a key. If like you said, fried food, baked food, doesn't matter, you still have an issue with it. When you've got digestive issues of any kind, it's time for you to get completely radical. And you have to get to where you're going to eat perfect for a period of time. And when I say perfect in my book, I thought you'll kind of get a good sense of what that really means. And it doesn't mean it have to be that way forever, but it means that when you've got digestive issues and your physicians that you've been to, no one can really help. The medications aren't helping and all the tests are coming back clear. You've got to step back and go, well, I don't feel clear. And so you got to start looking at your lifestyle habits, because the foods that you eat, water you drink, air you breathe, rest that you get, I mean, all these different choices that you can make every day. See, the doctors can't make those choices for you. You have to start making those choices for you and making the right decisions. And by doing that, you're going to be in a better place. So I would look into some of that and get with your docs on that and kind of come up with a good game plan. And I think you'll notice some difference. But it really does come down to what you eat. You've got to figure out if you've got enough hydrochloric acid or not, and then go from there. Okay, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Let's go now to Dale. Hi, Dale.
Well, what a great program you have.
Thank you, sir.
I wish you had a local station in my area that covered it. I'm all the way up in Cleveland, Ohio. Not Cleveland, Tennessee, but Cleveland, Ohio.
The other Cleveland. Yeah, we're working on Cleveland, Ohio right now. So keep posted. And I'll tell you, a great thing you can do is the talk station that you like up there, write the program director a letter or an email and suggest that they carry the show. That goes a long way.
Okay.
What is your question, Dale?
I suffered a fairly severe electrocution about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and it went through my arm, and my arm between my shoulder and elbow has a continuing pain in there, and I'm wondering if there's something I could or might do or should do about it.
So it happened about 8 weeks ago, and it just shocked you through that arm, and you're still getting little sensations down through the arm?
Very much. I think if it had gone through my body, I'd be dead.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's come out of this break, and we'll talk a little bit about having electric shock and what...
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Dale. Dale got electrocuted, and then all of a sudden, that was about 8 weeks ago, and now he's having a little bit of aftermath. Go into your story a little bit again, Dale.
Yes, it was a fairly severe electrical. I call it electrocution. It's more than a shock because I fooled around with the electronics since I was a kid, and I had plenty of shocks in my time. But this was a fairly long duration. It seemed like minutes, but realistically, it was probably 10 or 20 seconds, which for a long, it was a pretty long time. And then it came back a second time. I thought I was going to die. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it was went through my arm, but I have continuing pain between my elbow and my shoulder, mainly closer to the shoulder. And I was wondering if there was something that I might or could or should do.
Well, is it just hurting in your shoulder, or is it shooting down your arm?
Well, it doesn't shoot. It's more of a dull pain. It's mostly in my arm up to my shoulder, possibly could be in up to the joint. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Did you talk with your doctors and kind of get their thoughts on it?
No, I didn't. I'm not one much, I'm in pretty good health and I rarely go to the doctor.
You just got electrocuted though.
Yes.
All right. This is one of those times, let me just speak some wisdom to you. This is one of those times where you don't just want to shake it off. Okay.
Not like this, my arm was doing.
Yeah. I'm just telling you. I mean, you got to go to your family doctor and potentially to a neurologist and let them look you over.
Oh, there. I might try to seek out a neurologist then.
I would start with a family doc first. You can't just walk over to a neurologist office. You got to go into your family doc first and kind of go with the chain of command a little bit.
Well, I don't have one, so how do I go about going through that process?
Do you have, I would find, this way I would do it. I'd find a good buddy of yours in town, ask around, say, who do they go to for primary care? And, you know, ask if they like them. Obviously, they're going to like them if they've been with them for like 10 years or something. And go in and see them and get established to have a primary care doctor. A primary care physician is kind of like a head coach. And everybody needs a head coach in their life for whatever game they're playing. And when it comes to our health, you just need one. You need one that you can go and bounce questions off of and someone that you know knows you and knows your health inside and out. It's just, I mean, it's very important to have a good primary care doc and one that you trust. So that's what I would do is I would find a primary care physician that you really like and go see them. But I would do this quickly. I wouldn't wait for another month. I would do this in the next week or so and go in there and tell them what's going on. They're probably going to refer you at that point to a neurologist just to get it a once-over, and they can do all their testing and whatnot on you and make sure that everything's clear and everything is okay. And that's the protocol that needs to happen. I mean, this is not a conversation where I need to tell you that, you know, certain vitamins and minerals are going to be helpful for that. This is where you need to get checked out, see what they say, get the report from the neurologist, then call me back if you want to call on the show or send me an email or whatever, and we can have a good conversation. Because that's what needs to happen first. You need to be checked out. You just do. And it's okay that you haven't gone. It's because guys are like, we're all like that. I mean, my gosh, I'm a typical guy's guy. I'm like that too. I can be stubborn and think I'm fine and everything else. Only the problem is that now I know better. And if you studied and researched and been in practice and all that kind of stuff like I have, you know what when you got to go in. And this is one of those times where you need to go and get it checked out. So do that. Keep me posted. But don't wait. I wouldn't wait longer than 1 week to get that whole process in motion. All right. Thanks for the call. And thanks for being a great listener. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Joe now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for your show. I really enjoy it.
Sure, what's up?
I just flunked my over 50 physical. I'm almost 52, and I'm just now getting around to it. PSA count came a little bit elevated.
What was it?
I've got 5.45.
Okay.
And I've got a white blood cell count in the urinalysis. It's it was six. I don't know how to read it. It's 16/HPF.
That's okay.
I guess my question is, what are the chances of this being cancer? The doctor put me on Cipro so to rule out any type of prostate infection, and then he's going to, just so he can rule that out.
Yeah.
I guess so. My three main questions are. What do you think about those numbers, number one? Number two, what's your experience with Cipro? Any feedback from people you know? And number three is I've got 12 amalgam fillings in my mouth, and I was wondering if you think that is, bad for my health.
Okay. First thing is, could it be an infection? Yes. First, I need to know this, though. When's the last time? This is your over 50 physical, but did you have one every year?
I no, this is my first time. I haven't had a complete physical
in like
ever, I don't think.
Okay, so you're just now having a wake-up call. Hey, it's time to really take care of my health. I need to monitor this stuff and all that. All right, so, well, here's the thing. The PSA test is really important test, obviously, and when it's over 4, there is an indication potential for cancer. But there's also, you don't have to, I wouldn't jump there yet. The white blood cell count being up a little bit, it's something to consider. Cipro, don't worry about it. You'll recover. Do the Cipro for as many days as they have you on. Take probiotics for the same amount of days when you're done, and that should counteract and keep you okay from your digestive tract. Don't worry about the Cipro. I wouldn't even freak out over that at all. But, as far as the PSA and just the overall process with it, I would just really keep tabs on it and stay close with your doctor. There's a lot of natural things you can do for the PSA blood test, but really get down to this infection. Once they figure that out, that's going to be the key. Eating avocados, salt, palmetto, zinc, there are a lot of natural things you can do to support your prostate function, but stay in touch with your doc on that. Listen to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.